Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today?
All right, congratulations to Derrick Rose, who got engaged.
Really?
Yeah, so Derrick Rose is engaged, and it was an interesting proposal. He set up a table on the court at Madison Square Garden. They had, like, you know, the champagne and all that different stuff out there. It was a very nice setup. The second person to do that, by the way, the first one was Longfellow Deeds from Mr. Deeds, the movie with Adam Sandler. Right. He proposes at Madison Square Garden.
Had to go back to Adam Sandler somehow.
Well, I saw the tweet of his proposal, and the first thing that came to mind was Mr. Deeds, and I clicked on the replies. I go, didn't Mr. Deeds do that?
Right.
Not one of Sandler's finest movies, by the way.
Thanks, Siskel.
Right. Since you know so much, Adam's your guy, man.
He loves Adam Sandler.
I love Adam Sandler. I think that guy's dead, by the way, the one you just mentioned.
Siskel or Ebert?
One of them is dead.
I don't know which one. They've been around. Not doing more critiquing of.
One of them is.
Is he?
Yeah. He gives two thumbs up or whatever. Right? Yeah. Isn't that his thing? Two thumbs up?
I haven't seen him in a long time, man.
Such
so
a long time. Right.
One's alive.
All right, interesting story here. Dwayne Wade's 19-year-old son is going to be signing a G League deal to join the Utah Jazz affiliate. He's 6'2", 175 pounds. He's a three-star high school prospect. Played, of course, with Bronny James at Sierra Canyon, and he most recently played for Brewster Academy in New Hampshire for a post-grad year. So this is a strange story. Well, not strange. I think we know why he got the G League contract. The schools that offered him were some lower-level D1s. Like he got offers from South Carolina, DePaul, Nebraska, Toledo, and Rhode Island among some of the schools that offered him. This is kind of a bad situation because there's a lot of guys playing overseas that would kill for a spot in the G League. So and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it,
well,
but This is obviously Dwayne pulling some strings here to get his son a G League contract.
I thought the NBA put this G League together for only the top five-star players that didn't want to go to college. This was another way for them to develop. They didn't want to go to school. They just want to play basketball, develop their game. We saw a guy go high in the draft that did it last year.
Right.
And I don't get this. Three-star, barely had any scholarships.
There's nothing to get. This is Dwayne Wade.
He
owns a portion of the team.
Help, right.
Now, I even saw someone come out and say that maybe Dwayne bought the team just for this reason. But this is kind of a bad precedent to set here, though. I mean, it really is. By the way, you had, and we're going to talk about the Ball brothers in a little bit, the not good Ball brother, LiAngelo, who's been struggling to even get a spot in the G League, who people say is significantly better than Dwayne's kid.
Well, the other thing is, I think the G League basketball is pretty good.
You know, no, it is.
It's definitely better than it has been. Right?
I don't know if Dwayne thinks his kid's just all of a sudden going to show up and average 25 points a game.
He's the 299th ranked recruit going into college.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Why not just go to college and play? Like,
who cares what school it is? Go play. There's been a lot of great fathers – and their kids have gone to smaller schools but been able to keep playing. Michael Jordan's kid went to UCF.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
this seems like a 0% shot that he will make it to the NBA. I mean, at least right now. I think Dwayne's going to have to
let his son grow his own wings at some point here.
Not if he's the owner of the team.
That's true.
Yeah.
What wings? Sign him.
Yeah. Which Very
bad
team?
Precedent to set here, all right. though. And I get it. Look, yeah. I'd probably do the same for my kid. But
of course. Right.
Well, he did it.
Yeah, he did it, though, right? What do you think about it?
Are people ripping
teams,
it?
But yeah, of course people are ripping it. Yeah. Then they start to get into, he averaged 6 points a game at Sierra Canyon, and then
the problem is now you're dissecting the kid. Right.
I don't even know where did he play last year? Did
Brewster Academy.
Right.
So he didn't
New Hampshire. I mean, he literally didn't play
one of the super teams out in all the other high school kids. Bronny's kid.
It was a post-grad. Right. I've never heard of any of these things. Post-grad year. Brewster Academy? I don't know.
Oh, all right. There's a chance he just might be a good college or a good basketball player, but not good enough to play
in the
NBA.
He's the 299th ranked recruit, Joe. Again, yeah. I told you where his offers are from.
I know.
And I told you, 6'2", 175.
Someone just texted in, this is worse than Wade's game show. That's not nice.
That, by the way, is not true.
Did
that sucks.
Did that thing come to an end finally?
It did for me. I don't know.
I got 4 minutes into it.
I didn't get much more, Zach.
That's it. Oh. I mean, no offense to Dwayne, but I got four into it.
How did they pitch that to him? Hey, Dwayne, we'd like you to host this show. It's going to be a talking cube of Carney games.
Right
this
there,
is
stop.
What it pays.
Okay, I'm in.
No, this is what it pays. Is
right.
what got
right.
him.
Right.
This
right.
is what it pays. Are you interested?
All right. J.R. Smith, we talked about his golf debut. He had a rough go of things during his final round on Tuesday as he stepped into a beehive. This happens in the Carolinas. A lot of bees running around up there. He plays for North Carolina A&T, and there's video of JR after he steps in the beehive. He's got to get all his clothes ripped off, and they're smacking him, trying to get
like
the bees
It looks like it's America's
off.
Funniest Home Videos. That's what it looks like.
What a start.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. What a rough start to your golf career.
It's not a laughing matter, but this video really got me cracking up, man. So, J.R. Smith stepping in a beehive.
A nightmare. Are you kidding me? Who wants to step
Maybe
in a
that's
beehive?
Why he shot in the 80s. Now we know the problems there.
LaMelo Ball revealed his newest shoe. It's a $125 shoe. Now, he signed with Puma.
He left his dad?
He left the dad, but the dad is making a return here, apparently. He announced, because he had to try to one-up his kid, he announced the MB.01s, which will be from the Big Baller brand, which apparently is making a return, and it is a $900 lifestyle shoe.
Right. Sounds like it's going to make it.
Good luck.
Sounds like it's going to make it.
Yeah, this is really
Well, this guy, he's
here,
out
man.
There, man.
Jeez. The Melo shoes, by the way, the Melo Ball shoes look really cool. They're Puma shoes.
But wait a minute. The guy had it a little bit going when he had one or two or possibly all three kids going to the NBA, and they were all under the Big Baller brand. Is anyone still under that Big Baller brand except for LiAngelo?
I saw the one kid said, Dad, these shoes ain't working.
Right.
I got a contract. I'm leaving.
They still got orders that are not fulfilled from 4 years ago.
Yeah, this feels like another shoe that's never going to ship.
Right.
I mean, that's just
here. Buy them for $900, and we will guarantee delivery within the next 25 years.
Tell you one thing: the father's been busy. We haven't heard much from him about any of his three sons.
He's right two, about two or three right now.
Two have actually
pretty good players.
Been pretty good.
All right, guys, we go to OnlyFans next, and a Christian OnlyFans model claims that she and her husband have threesomes with God, and people have a problem with that. And she says, by the way, she's made as much as 1.3 million, is that pounds, a little like the two thing with the squiggly line through it?
Sure. Euros, pounds, whatever.
Euros, whatever it is. It's like $1 million at least. Says that she sells X-rated pictures of herself, insisting that God has encouraged her to celebrate her body and sexuality.
You know, God never talked to me when I was doing any of those things. I was just saying,
Oh, he did, but he was like, damn, Joe. Damn.
Can you imagine making $1 million?
No, but, like, I wish people stopped doing this with God. I really do. God's got some big
you got
jobs
bigger
out
fish
there.
To fry, you're saying?
And
you don't
some,
think he's got a membership to
some idiot
OnlyFans?
Comes out and says something like that. It's just
Hey, this is stupid. Wish God showed me a way to make 1.4 million.
Yeah, exactly.
They put this woman on a show called This Morning Today.
This Morning Today.
I don't know what that show is.
Should bring God with him.
Hey, he's in the car. That's on the way.
It's just crazy, man. Yeah. People do this.
Speaking of crazy, we have one more story here for
crazy
you.
Times.
It's going to get crazier than that.
Tim McGraw playing a concert at something called the Nugget Event Center in Reno.
Wow. That is definitely
which I mean, just imagine is a real high-end venue.
Reno's big country area, man.
Yeah, it is.
At the Nugget Event Center?
Hell yeah.
That area is big country. There's a lot of cowboys
really
in that
nice.
Area.
I'm sure it's a real nice place. Anyway, a couple of fans, I guess they said Tim was on like a 48-hour bender. He was not a bender. He had been filming something.
Mm.
Yeah, change that tune right there.
Yeah, bender. He had been filming something for 48 hours straight. So he said, forgive me if I forget a word or two. I guess he was struggling through the concert. Some fans were booing him in the front row. He actually jumped off the stage to confront the fans, which you don't see every day at a concert.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah, he went lunging off the stage.
My man needs to get a little rest before he entertains.
Went lunging off the stage and got into their face.
What's going on with everybody?
Maybe it was a bender.
Things are getting wild, bro. That's why we have the headline segment.
This is the world. This is life.
We like to document all the wild things that are going on.
Oh, man. Yeah, we might have to do that this week. Just crazy times here.
What we
got to
do is open you an OnlyFans account just so you can do a little research.
Yeah.
Not really, Woody. I'm good.
This is like the brothels. I'll never tell your wife. She'll never find out.
Joe, what if I told you God wants you to watch OnlyFans?
That's true.
I tell you that Coach Quinville's coming up and not even... Bring that up, man.
That works.
All right. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Coach Q is going to join us, getting set for the home opener of the season tomorrow. What's the new name of the arena?
Holly was going to have to answer that one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
FLA Live Arena.
That's what it is.
FLA.
The BB&T Center. By the way, Cisco and Ebert both dead, according to a text.
God bless.
There you go.
God bless.
All right. Well, listen.
We only killed one of them.
Jeez.
Both of them.
Show's really rolling here now. That's good stuff here. Coach is coming up. We'll talk to him in just
a
second.
Thank God for Coach Q.
Yeah, but first, I want to tell you all about Chapman Partnership here this morning. Two homeless facilities that get unbelievable support by Chapman Partnership in Dade County. Doing fantastic work, really. I love telling everybody about it. More importantly, if you want to get involved, I'd love for you to go down and see it. We got a homeless problem. Everybody's aware of that all over the country, not just here in South Florida. But I'll tell you what, Dade County has put together just a powerful program for people. So much more than just a bed and a bite to eat and just so much more. And just the programs they've set up with the goal of within 3 or 4 months of having homeless families and homeless individuals back out on their own. And they do a great job with it, really empowering the homeless on their path towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. And they've got so many programs in there that help for mental health, which is a big issue for the homeless. It starts with that and the doctors that come in, babysitting services, helping people find jobs once they do get back on their feet and a place to live. That's the goal every day at Chapman Partnership. We need your help more than ever as we grow this program and take care of more and more people in Dade County. Here's how you can help us at WQAM, if you would. Help us and help these people on their journey to get back out on their own. Just go online to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. That's chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Your generosity to Chapman Partnership helps transform lives year-round through the most difficult of times. Now more than ever, we need your help. If you're looking for something to get involved with or even something to do with some money because things are good in your life, I know you'll really enjoy working with Chapman Partnership.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.